please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G is making a video about It's All About Me. Well, let's go! Yes, friend, this video is not about me per se. I'm just talking about all the weenies that think that they're fucking can do no wrong. They are self-entitled and selfish. Yes, friends. Like all these people in this fucking country. Look at this. It says,
my democracy elected president invaded our country.
Aw, safe, okay. And down there, you got another person says,
my authority, die, Ruski pig.
Boop. Yes, that's what you do with stupid people. You boop them, right? Boop. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friend, this clip is about this fucking freak show. This dude thinks because he lives and he exists that he could do whatever the fuck he wants and there is no consequences. Look at this sexy little Pajit. I'm assuming he's a Pajit, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Let's hear this creature talk, right?
I am Shailesh. I'm not rebel kid.
Modern day buffoonery. Yeah, this motherfucker said that he's a rebel or she, whatever, this fucking creature. Oh yes, very good, very good. No, yes, I want to suck your dick. Oh yes, 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 poop in my jean. Yeah, man, these fucking people. Fuck these creatures, but I guess we're going to do this thing. Yeah, when is going to happen in Act 3? Are we going to get rid of these creatures or are we going to get fucked by these creatures? I don't know. I guess only time will tell about that shit. Well, let's continue.
But I'm rebel for sure. I mean, people even tell girls to not dress like this.
Yeah, there's a reason why people are not supposed to dress like that, and you're the fucking prime example, you fucking freak show. Yes, friends, this motherfucker thinks fucking he could do this shit because he's a rebel. Nah, you're just a fucking freak that wants to go against the grain because you think you're special, but you're not special. You're just fucking meat that rots in the ground, just like the rest of us, so shut the fuck up.
And I dress like this. I mean, why? Because why not? I want to look hot. I mean...
No, motherfucker. You don't decide what's hot and what's not. All you could do is present yourself, and people will judge you accordingly. If you look good, people give you compliment. If they don't, they're gonna vomit. And guess what? You are vomit, so... Fuck you. Just saying.
I want to look ultra promise level hot. Because why not? Everyone should look hot, right? Yeah, why?
These delusional ass motherfuckers. And you wonder why the world is fucking shit? It's because we cater to these fucking losers. We need to stop doing that shit. You gotta give them the fucking boot. And they come back? That's when you fucking smite them and then make them never return. Yeah, you send them back to the land of Mordo. And remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals and I am insane, so... Yeah... Be good and don't be fucking crazy like me, okay? Anyways, let's continue.
You look boring when you can look hot. I mean, this is my way of looking hot. I don't like typical men's fashion. I like...
Nah, motherfucker, I know what you like. You like it's a big, hard penis. You want fucking hot, juicy cum. Yeah, you want to be covered in fucking semen. So you like that? You look like Casper the fucking horny ghost. You fucking sick freak. You homosexual. Yeah, you want to be covered in cum. Yes, friends. Well, it gets better than being covered in poo, right? Right? I don't know. Well, let's continue.
Fashion from women's wear section. I mean, it is just fashion for me. For some people who might not understand, but for fashion people, it's just fashion, right? Yeah. So, the whole point is, I mean, society will take time to change.
No, motherfucker. Some changes are not fucking good. As a matter of fact, they're really fucked up and you're gonna end up getting screwed over. So there's some things that are not fucking cool. And you went to the realm of not being cool. Yeah, you think because you're being quote-unquote eccentric that it makes it cool, huh? Yeah, you're trying to be cute. But no, you're not cute. You're gross. You're fucking stupid. And whatever happens to you, you deserve it because you're doing it, so fuck you.
I mean, like a few years back, it was a taboo, wear bikini. But now it's changing, right?
Hey, Grok, why don't you put this piece of shit in a fucking bikini, this fucking homosexual? Oh, man.
Why? Because I can.
Yeah, now that Senpai is playing with Grok, so I decided to start fucking with Grok. So, you know, I want to make some shit with it, so... Alright, now I'm playing around. That's how you do things. You play with it and see how it ticks. So, enjoy, right? I know I do.
Hey, so everything will change. It will take time. But I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to be my...
I know what you want, you sick monkey. You're fucking wrong and you're perverted, you fucking freak. You're disgusting. Flush the toilet, man. Send this piece of shit back to India. Fuck him. But let's continue.
Myself. I'm done. I'll be myself now. Openly. I'm done.
Yeah, motherfucker, you should be scared. Yeah, because what you're doing is that you're causing people to get pissed off. Yes, you're just stoking the fires. And that's why people start hating your people and gay people and all these fucking people. Because of the shit that you do. So if you want people to hate you, stop doing that. If you don't, oh, wait when the thing gets fucking dialed up to 1,000. Oh, that's gonna be fun times. I know I'm gonna enjoy it. So, yeah.
Being scared. I want to be myself. No matter if someone calls me anything, I want to be myself. I'm done. So the whole point is, girls and boys, be yourself because society will take time to change. Be yourself. Be safe. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, great advice, you piece of shit. Yeah, you don't listen to mentally ill people. In case you can't tell, that guy is fucking sick in the brain. He got fucked, I guess. Or maybe his daddy or fucking Gandhi molested him when he was a kid. Who knows? I bet he enjoyed it either way. I just don't like these people. These people fucking suck. If you don't believe me, I got something of a fucking Pajit talking shit about his own fucking people. So let's watch that. Are you ready, friends? Time to do my Pajit voice. It's morphing time! Dun 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 dun. Oh yes, very good, very good. Time to do this Pajit boob and Pajit. Let's go! I hate being Indian. I hate my country. I hate my people. I hate your people too. Oh, the racism against Indians is justified. Yes, it is. You guys shit everywhere, you fucking try to rape people, and you people are typical fucking dirtbags. Just saying. People lack so much fucking civic sense. And the useless government coming with high taxes with Sudan-level facilities. Well, it's better than living in the shitholes that you normally do live in. You guys live in fucking shitholes, so what the fuck's the difference, you fucking weirdo? I hate everything about this nation. Good. If you exist, why do you have to punish me this way? Because you're a fucking piece of shit, Pajit. And someone needs to eat shit, right? Right? So enjoy. To all the people in the first world countries reading this, that's me. But fuck you, Pajit. Be fucking grateful to be born in such a developed fucking nations. How can I be proud of my fucking country if it's run by fucking piece of shit pedophiles? Yes, I don't give a fuck about the pedophilia, but they're fucking putting that shit down my fucking throat and stealing my money. Yes, friends, fuck these people. But then you got these Pajits fucking praising these faggots. Why? Because they're fucking losers themselves. So fuck them. And stop complaining. No, you're right about that. The complaining time is fucking over. It's time for action. But we need that one little push before we start doing that shit. So, yeah, keep adding fire to the fucking flames, you jerk off. But whatever, right? You'd be 110 times more grateful if you lived in India life for a week. No, thank you. Being born a fucking Pajit, I'd rather commit suicide. Even though committing suicide is not a good thing, but there's certain things that I think you should, you know. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. Oh, and what a coincidence. The fucking posts have been locked, so you can't write your fucking 2 cents and tell this guy that he fucking sucks and he needs to shut the fuck up. Yes, friends, people are so fucking stupid, what can I say? Yeah, the trick is to be smarter than these motherfuckers. So like that, the man in the with the one eye in the land of the blind rules or something like that, right? Yeah, I know I butchered that shit, but it is what it is. Yes, friends, the world is full of fucking turds, and then you just have to clean it up. Because if you don't do it, who else will? I know. It's fucking hard and difficult leveling up and getting the stuff that you need to do. But you have to, because if you don't, you're gonna die. And do you want to die? I know I don't. We need to go build this future. Yeah, we have all this power in our two little hands. You'd be surprised the strength that you have. You just need to fix it and do it. Yeah, friend. Work is not easy. That's why we call it work. Because work is work. And it's going to be hard work. So you guys need to get stronger and level up. Yeah, move forward. Because I don't know how much time you got left before this shit turns into crap. Maybe a year or two. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I don't really know. But hopefully you have more time. But if we don't, holy fuck. Yeah, man. Just dot your I's and cross your T's or whatever. Well, friends, I'm starting to ramble. So I better go do my thing. So I'll catch you later, friends. Goodbye.
Agartha needs you to solve this quadratic equation to enable the cloaking device so the T-50s don't find us.
This is easy as fuck, brah. Just plug it into the quadratic formula.
Go ahead. Try it. Wait, what the fuck? How am I supposed to take the square root of a negative number, bro?
There's this secret number in math called I, and if you square it, you get -1.
How is that even possible? Sounds like a psyop by the juice.
Let me finish. It's not a real number. I is what's called an imaginary number.
Oh my God! Fake and gay.
It's actually useful, my child. What happens when you multiply a positive number by minus one on a number line?
It rotates 180 degrees to the other side?
That's right. So now imagine you have a new imaginary number line at a right angle with the real one.
Oh, I see. So multiplying by I is like a 90 degree rotation instead?
Exactly, my son. So now we know the principal square root of minus one is I. Let's finish solving that equation.
So we end up with the square root being equal to 14i.
So the final answer is 6 plus or minus 7i.
Wait, what did you say, nigga? 6, 6, 7!